We're preparing for court.
So we just wanted to fill you in on the proceedings.
And looking for a winner.
We're gonna be so legitimate. Oh my gosh, we're gonna find our star.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, April 24th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Can anything stop the Super Mario Brothers movie at the box office? The animated movie featuring the voices of Chris Pratt, Charlie Day, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jack Black, and more was number one again this weekend, the third weekend in a row, taking in another $58.2 million. That boosts its domestic total to $434 million. Globally, it's made almost $872 million. In second place this weekend, the new release, Evil Dead Rise, earning $23.5 million. Another new release, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, made almost $6.3 million, good enough for third. Behind that is John Wick Chapter 4, in fourth place, with $5.75 million, and Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves rounds out the top five with $5.4 million. Matthew Perry has once again addressed those perplexing comments he made about Keanu Reeves in his memoir released late last year, where he questioned why people like Reeves, quote, still walk among us, but original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger die. Well, this weekend at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, Perry acknowledged his comments, telling the crowd, quote, "It was a mean thing to do. I pulled his name because I live on the same street. I've apologized publicly to him. Any future versions of the book will not have his name in it." Perry said he has yet to apologize to Reeves in person, but added, "If I run into the guy, I'll apologize. It was just stupid." Gwyneth Paltrow and Scarlett Johansson are putting rumors to rest that they feuded on the set of 2010's Iron Man 2. On the latest episode of Paltrow's The Goop podcast, Johansson questioned, "Is that a rumor? You were so nice to me on that movie. I was so petrified. You were so nice to me. You could have been awful. I was so out of my comfort zone on that movie. I'd never done anything like that before." Paltrow says she was, quote, "so happy to have another woman around," which Johansson says Paltrow told her on the set, adding, "Then I experienced that later on. When I did Avengers, I was one of the few women. It was like a big sausage party." But will they work together again in the MCU? Johansson says she is done, but jokes that Paltrow may have a harder time breaking away since Pepper Potts is still alive. Anyone holding out hope that National Treasure star Nicolas Cage would make his way over to the franchise's Disney Plus series can stop wondering, because the show is not moving forward with the second season. National Treasure: Edge of History has been canceled after just one 10-episode run that started in January. Hollywood legend Dick Van Dyke has revealed that he'll pop up on Days of Our Lives this fall after having a chance encounter with cast member Drake Hogestyn. Access Hollywood was with him on the set. Have a listen.
Drake and I went to the same gym together. I used to kid him. So don't you ever have any parts for old people? And come on, give me a part. And he took me seriously. He got me a part.
According to Access Hollywood, the 97-year-old actor will play a man with amnesia. From Days of Our Lives to another daytime drama, The Young and the Restless, Eric Braeden, who stars on that show as Victor Newman, says he's been diagnosed with cancer. The actor shared his story in a Facebook post Friday, explaining that as he was recovering from knee surgery, he began to have problems with his prostate, later revealed to be cancer. After undergoing surgery to remove the cancer, he is receiving treatments that stimulate his immune system to fight the high-grade cancer cells. The routine causes flu-like symptoms and is part of a 6-week plan. And Barry Humphries, the actor and creator of Dame Edna Everage, has died at the age of 89 in Sydney, Australia. The performer, who was born in Melbourne in 1934, rose to fame in the 1950s after originating the drag character housewife Edna Everage. Sporting lilac hair and funky glasses, the act served as a form of social satire. The creation hit the London stage in the 1970s and gained a fan base that landed Humphries appearances in the worlds of theater, film, and TV for the next few decades. Before becoming a notable personality, Humphries was a fixture on the West End stage, appearing in shows such as Oliver. Humphries also appeared in a number of films, including Bedazzled, Spice World, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, and Finding Nemo. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. We're getting fancy for today's number three pick. That's because Reba is back on The Voice. The knockouts continue on tonight's new episode, and country legend Reba McEntire is here to serve as mega mentor for the remaining contestants. Coaches Chance the Rapper, Niall Horan, Kelly Clarkson, and Blake Shelton will choose two artists from their teams to perform individually against each other, but only one will move on to the playoffs. Take a listen as Reba helps EJ Michaels, who was eliminated during the battles but saved by Niall, and asks for some advice on how to infuse his music with more emotion.
What's a way that you get into emotion in the storytelling?
I see it in my mind. Whatever the story is, like if it's fancy, I'm in that old house, walking to the car. My mom's giving me away because she can't afford to feed me anymore. Every lyric, it's either this or it's like, girl.
Yeah.
If I have that story, whatever comes out of my mouth, hopefully you will feel that because it was so intensely felt by me.
That's great advice.
Great advice indeed. Now, each coach only has one steal in the knockouts. Who will they choose? Watch the new episode of The Voice tonight at 8 on NBC.
Number two.
Justice will be served on today's number two pick, the season finale of Perry Mason. Now, last week's episode saw Perry turn to Strickland in order to stay ahead of the prosecution, as he's faced with accusations that in the 2020s would definitely get him canceled and jail time, too. Elsewhere, Della is on Hamilton's back for answers, and Paul asks Clara to permeate a wealthy white suburb. Well, now, in tonight's season finale, Raphael and Mateo prepare for anything to happen as their final day in court grows closer. Perry, Paul, and Della work with a surprising ally to try and sway the prosecution. Here's a preview.
How are you both holding up?
Okay. Anxious?
Monday will probably be our last day in court,
so we just wanted to fill you in on the proceedings.
The gun will be admitted, but they don't know anything about Twist renting it to you. That won't come up.
Which means they can't directly connect the gun to you.
This is a good thing.
Can I ask you something about if we lose?
We can appeal.
No, not about that. Just, you know how to write a will?
Yes. We have experience with that.
Can you do one for me?
Of course.
I just had wishes for Maria.
I want one too. Just saying, you make sure our bodies are brought back to our family after we're hung. That way they have something to visit instead of some mass grave.
We can write up whatever you want.
Thank you.
And after Perry's closing arguments, he's got to face the music and the consequences of his constant fight for what's right. You can watch the season finale of Perry Mason tonight at 9 on HBO and streaming on HBO Max.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Perry Mason star Matthew Rhys often plays American characters. If you didn't know it, you wouldn't realize he isn't actually from the States. So where is Matthew Rhys from? Ireland, Sweden, or Wales? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
No one be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth can't miss interviews. Follow The Long Road to the Emmys with The Awardist Podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, 25 years ago, two best friends dressed to impress their former classmates. Romy and Michelle's high school reunion was released on April 25th, 1997. The now cult classic stars Mira Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow as Romy and Michelle, two 28-year-old best friends who don't have much going for themselves except for their fabulous outfits. They hatch a plan to improve themselves before their 10-year high school reunion, but end up faking their accomplishments and learn that being themselves was the answer all along. Like, who even invented the post-it note anyways? Romy and Michelle's high school reunion is available to stream on Paramount Plus and to rent on digital platforms. We're seeing stars, a dozen of them, actually, for our number one pick, the new episode of American Idol. Last week, Malcolm McDowell's son, Beckett Rex, backed out of the competition, and last night's episode revealed the top 20 after they returned from Disney's Aulani Resort in Hawaii. In tonight's episode, the top 20 contestants will show us what they've got with their last chance performances. The country's overnight votes will reveal which artists made it into the top 10, and then judges Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie will choose two more for the top 12. And to think, Perry says she and her fellow judges worried about getting just to this point. Have a listen.
Honestly, we get to see the payoff with the talent, and truly, it gets better and better and better every year. When we started this season, we were a little nervous. We were like, have we juiced all of the juice? Yeah. Have we done it? Have we gotten it? And then midway through, we're like, oh my gosh, this is truly going to be the best one. This is, we're going to be so legitimate. Oh my gosh, we're going to find a real star. And it gets so exciting. And I really feel like this show embodies America, is the American dream. It's people from all over the country, from the South, from the Midwest, from the West Coast. We have a guy from Hawaii here.
Hawaii, right.
That's singing in Hawaii. And it's an eclectic group that come together and are actually unified, which is so beautiful.
Well, who's got what it takes? Find out on the new episode of American Idol tonight at 8 on ABC. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Perry Mason star Matthew Rhys is from which country? Ireland, Sweden, or Wales? He's from the UK, specifically Wales. Rhys grew up there and went to London for college. And though he's not American, he did star in The Americans and spends a lot of time in the States with his partner, Kerry Russell, with whom he has a son. Well, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.